This is the Voice of Russia.
According to research by the Bureau of Investigative Journalism, between June of 2004 and September of 2012, drone strikes killed between 2,500 and 3,325 people in Pakistan, of whom between 475 and 880 were civilians, including 176 children. According to the New America Foundation, a Washington think tank, in 2012 alone, 46 drone strikes took place in the country. To put it into perspective, only 20 children, not 176 like in Pakistan, died in the Newtown shooting massacre. And U.S. politicians have jumped on this pivotal issue to make sweeping changes in legislation. Why should the deaths of innocent children in another country be any less tragic?
And though not much is said publicly about the drone strikes back in 2012, the New York Times revealed how on Tuesday mornings U.S. President Barack Obama is presented with a kill list, which includes suspected terrorists, pictures, and short biographies. Although his group of advisors has some input regarding the final outcome, they know that it is the president who has reserved for himself the final moral calculation, or to put it another way, who lives and who dies.
Officially, the U.S. government still does not admit that its program exists, but Barack Obama's top counterterrorism advisor, John Brennan, has been closely identified with promoting its use in the Obama administration. He has been dubbed Mr. Drone, and has been the public face of the program when it comes to arguing that its use is both legal and effective.
In a speech Brennan gave last year at the Woodrow Wilson Center, he said, "There is nothing in international law that bans the use of remotely piloted aircraft for this purpose, or that prohibits us from using lethal force against our enemies outside of an active battlefield, at least when the country involved consents or is unable or unwilling to take action against the threat."
Some politicians are seemingly taking a different position on this issue, and mass media is now reporting that the UN is investigating the use of targeted killings in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, and Somalia through the use of drones. UN Special Rapporteur Ben Emmerson, a British lawyer, will reveal the full scope of his review, including checks on military use of unmanned aerial vehicles, or better known as drones, in UK operations in Afghanistan, US strikes in Pakistan, as well as in the Sahel region of Africa, where tensions have recently escalated in Mali.
The inquiry will report to the UN General Assembly in New York later this year. Depending on its findings, it may recommend further action. Mr. Emmerson has previously suggested that some drone attacks, particularly those known as double-tap strikes, where rescuers going to the aid of a first blast have become victims of a follow-up strike, could possibly constitute a war crime.
The inquiry will be coordinated through the Rapporteur's UN office in Geneva and is the result of a request by several nations, including Pakistan, and two permanent members of the UN Security Council. Pakistan's government has continuously raised concerns publicly over drone strikes in its northwestern tribal belt, citing a violation of sovereignty. I spoke with Yevgeny Myasnikov, director of Moscow-based Center of Arms Control, Energy and Environmental Studies, about the use of drones.
What sort of evidence or what sort of findings is the UN looking for in this probe?
From what I know from the press reports, they are trying to study cases where drones were used in targeted killings and some civilians were also killed in that attacks. And as far as I understand, the idea is to study these cases and to find out the evidence, because there is very little firm information about that attacks. Estimates are very rough and sometimes reports are conflicting. So the discrepancy in estimates on how many civilians were killed in each case is very high.
Well, taking this idea, the estimates may be high, they may be low, but in fact nobody doubts that innocent civilians have been killed in these drone strikes. The only question is that 500, 1,000.
As far as I understand, EA still denies it, this fact, that they said that the estimates are extremely low, at least much lower than the estimates which were obtained from public sources and from independent sources.
After the UN Special Rapporteur releases his findings, which will more than likely show the use of drones has killed innocent civilians, what can we expect? What kind of action can the UN take?
Again, it's very hard to tell what will be the final results, but I think we are currently at the beginning of the process. Because, you know, there are technologies that are used in these situations which cannot be legally defined as a war. Also, even if it's a war, also the use of that technology doesn't make firm, it doesn't distinguish between who are combatants, who are non-combatants. So there are many legal issues to be resolved in order to say, are such kind of attacks acceptable from the point of international law, or they are not acceptable. These technologies are developing. United States are using them now. UK is using similar technologies. And this technology will be certainly developed in other countries. So there is an urgency to restrict that technology, to define the possible frames. Where can it be used? How can it be used? And also to work out the frames so that the public is aware of what is done in order to prevent killing of civilians, killing of innocent in such attacks.
I have a difficult question for you. The New York Times last year ran a story that said that Obama okays each and every drone strike. Basically, there's a kill list. And if the UN finds the drone strikes are war crimes, can Obama be labeled a war criminal?
The thing is, who will make a decision of such a sort? I think it will be very difficult to prove that claim. This is one thing. And another thing, in order to define, for example, President Obama as a criminal, who will make that decision? UN Security Council?
In focus.